Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This NFL Week 18 Player Props and Contract Incentives episode edition of the NFL Propcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by the Hockey Gambling Podcast brand new YouTube page. The Hockey Guys are giving away a hoodie to celebrate their new YouTube channel. Register at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/HGP.
And taking the shot, the ground down, failed. He missed the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown.
The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws deep.
Welcome, everyone, to the NFL Propcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, January the 5th, currently 6:01 on the East Coast, here to get into the final week of the regular season, our player props, before we do get into meaningful football with the NFL playoffs kicking off next weekend. But a lot for us to get to here for the Week 18 player props. And joining me, as usual, you guys know him as the king of the motorsports world, one of the hardest working men in the sports media space. It's my good friend, Rod Villagomez. Rod, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
You say meaningful, but I got to tell you, it's meaningful to a lot of folks right now, especially these incentives that are going on right now. I know our buddy, we're going to go through these, but I swear to God, like one or two catches could mean the difference between $250,000. Muna, if I told you that one catch could give you $250,000, wouldn't you be wanting to catch that pass?
Yeah, I think I could probably at least take the year off maybe if I got an extra $250,000 in my account. But yeah, look, I know it's interesting because we talk about, and we'll go through the list for the contract incentives for this weekend. But typically when we talk about the last 2 weeks of the NFL regular season, you know, that's where agents are probably contacting, you know, their players or their coaches and saying, hey, you know, my guy has X amount of catches or X amount of yards that he needs, or he needs X sack to unload or unlock this contract bonus that he has. So, you know, maybe, you know, look a little this way or look a little his way over the final couple weeks of the regular season. So, yeah, and especially guys that, I guess, you know, I think this is a good conversation when we'll transition into it as well, is that some of the older, I guess the older guys that have contracts that are incentive based, I think that's where it really matters. And we'll talk about those couple of players here in a minute. But like you mentioned, yeah, it is that, again, weekend where one catch, two catches, you know, X amount of yards can mean the difference between additional $250,000 to $1 million in their bank accounts going in at the end of the regular season. But, you know, shout out to our guy, Justin Mark, J Mark of the host. I guess the worst host of the old-fashioned football podcast. But congrats. Shout out to them. Congrats on their 100th episode. I know, Rod, you were a guest on their show. But J-Mark wrote an article for our website over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We'll share that article with you guys. We'll kind of go through it and see if we can find some value on guys that we can, you know, extract and put our money on to get some of these prop bets across the to the window for us and also for them to kind of unlock those bonuses. But before we actually do get into that, Rod, anything else we need to mention before we actually get into this? I know it's the last week of the regular season, and it's we're still kind of in the midst, even on Friday late evening, trying to figure out who's going to be playing on Sunday, who's not going to be playing. So it's a lot of for us to navigate through, at least for the final week of the regular season.
And honestly, this is why you don't play fantasy into the last week of the season. I don't care if it's week 17, 18, 19, it's 14. I don't care what it is. You never play fantasy this deep into the season because, again, listen, you could have ridden Christian McCaffrey all the way to your championship game. Yeah. And imagine being in week whatever it is. I don't care what the last week is and not having Christian McCaffrey. It's probably the worst situation you could be in. The guy that you rode all the way into the championships and you don't have them anymore. It's absolutely horrid, which is the same to go with bets, right? You and I, Munaf, we've had a lot of trouble just coming up with decent prop bets coming into this. Yeah. And obviously that's why we're running into these contract incentives because I think it's funny because I saw a tweet from Steffi Smalls earlier that was like, listen, it's the team's right to try to keep these guys from hitting these incentives because a lot of these incentives are pretty doggone lucrative for these players and not so much for the team. So you want to kind of keep them out of the, if I make this catch, it's $300,000. If I make these five catches, it's 300. So I don't know. I'm not a business guy. I'm a podcaster. Give a rat's ass about how much you make if you make a catch, right? But if I'm an owner and I'm talking to a quarterback, I'm like, so listen, I'm okay if you target him four times, but not five, because if he makes that fifth catch, I'm out $250,000. So yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a crazy world we live in nowadays where one catch could mean $250,000. But at the same time, it's like, wouldn't you want to reward one of your favorite players, right? Or your best players if they make that catch?
It's either that, Rod, that he goes up to the quarterback or they – you know, maybe increase the concession stand prices by 10%, or maybe the parking for the last week of the regular season game goes from $20 to $30. Maybe the ticket prices increase a little bit as well. I mean, I'm not worried about these owners.
It's $1 more than it was last week. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know, right? As the consumer, wasn't this $8.50 last time? Why is it $9.59?
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about these owners' pockets, but also you want to keep these players happy and you want them to hit those contract incentives as well. So, all right, Rod, let's just actually get into it here, my man. So I'm going to share my screen here. We'll kind of go through what J. Mark wrote up on the website on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And it's pretty much titled NFL Week 18 Incentives to take a look at. So, I went ahead and went past the first one. So I'll mention this here as well. So Odell Beckham Jr. does have some type of contract incentive. And let me add this to the stage. I'm not sure. Okay, there we go. Now we can see it. So Odell Beckham Jr. Does have some incentives for him to reach on his contract. But for OBJ, Rod, he is not going to be playing in this final week of the regular season for the Baltimore Ravens. So I think hoorah for the owner of the Baltimore Ravens. But I think it was a little bit of taller order for him to get to some of these because he needed five catches, I think, was doable for about $250,000. Two touchdowns, okay, possible. But 185 receiving yards with for $750,000, especially in this game, and I was talking to Chris about this earlier, you know, because Baltimore and Pittsburgh play on Saturday night, that weather is also going to be a factor in this game. And also, not only that, Lamar Jackson, no reason for him to be out there. He's not going to be playing in this game. The Baltimore Ravens have taken care of everything that they need to. They clinched the number one seed. They won the division. And the road to at least the Super Bowl will go through Baltimore if they do indeed get into the AFC Championship game. So we'll go right past that one.
I will say though,
go ahead.
From that standpoint, like five catches would not, I mean, he hasn't had more than five catches since Cleveland back in like 10 weeks ago. So there's no way I think he'd have caught that one. So as much as Odell Beckham has had a great season for him, I don't think that he would have reached that instead of anyway. So yeah, definitely not on him at all.
Yeah. One I will be placing money on, and I think we both probably will be giving out this as prop bets, DeAndre Hopkins of the Tennessee Titans. Now, the books have not posted this number just yet for DeAndre Hopkins of the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans are going to be facing off against the Jacksonville Jaguars this weekend, and expect the Titans to be motivated in this game because, number one, if the Titans do beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, the winner between the Texans and the Colts on Saturday night will win the AFC South division. So if they want to play spoiler, this is their opportunity here. But talking about contract incentives here, DeAndre Hopkins, he needs 7 catches to get $250,000. And then he needs 49 receiving yards for $1 million additional for his contract incentive this week. And that number is not out yet for DeAndre Hopkins. But Rod, I'm sure you have the numbers for DeAndre Hopkins there in front of you. But it is going to be Ryan Tannehill, number one. That is going to be the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. Will Levis was ruled out with a foot injury. He did suffer that injury against my Texans. I think this was last week. Hopkins has quietly been getting this done and getting over this number 49.5. My guess, Rod, here is that number probably comes out around 58.5, 59.5. But I think the one that would definitely probably put like 2 units on is probably the receptions that he does need.
So I would say that the receptions is a little hard to get to. He's only done that once so far this season. He's had 8 receptions only once this season. That was against Indianapolis. He's had 7 a ton of times. I mean, 7 seems like his ceiling. He had it last week against Houston, a few weeks ago against Miami. He had 7 catches against New Orleans as well. 8 seems to be the threshold for him. Like I said, he had it in Indianapolis. I would go against the yards for him. And what's crazy is at 49 yards for him to get there. He had 72 last week against Houston, 124 against Miami, 75 against Indianapolis. I feel like if anything, they would try to target him a little bit deeper to try to give him those yardage. 250,000 for the 7 catches. I think that's out. I think 50 yards is in play though for 100%. Him to catch that million. So yeah, I think that's the one that they would be targeting more. If you're DeAndre Hopkins, I tell you what, I'd be like, listen, Tanny, I'm going to run this 10-yard route. You hit me at least 5 times on this one and we'll be good to go. So at least that's where I'd be heading if I were DeAndre Hopkins. I feel like that million is more in play than the 250,000.
Yeah, so for DeAndre Hopkins, I was just looking up his contract information here. So he signed a 2-year deal, $26 million contract with the Tennessee Titans, including a $9.8 million signing bonus, $10.9 million in guaranteed. So it's an average salary of about $13 million per year. But again, you know, talking about an extra $1 million, that's a, you know, maybe a vacation home or, you know, a couple nice cars there. But I think it also speaks volumes. I know he was in a revenge spot last week against my Texans, because that was his first game back in Houston since he got traded to the Cardinals at the time when he was with the Texans. That he got 7 catches in that game. He only needs 7 more so to get this bonus. But you're right that that million is obviously more attainable than getting the 7 catches here. Because again, he's done it more consistently than not, getting those yards over the not only the past several weeks, but also for this season for DeAndre Hopkins. Anything else we're going to add?
Yeah. Isn't it crazy though that $1 million is more attainable than 250,000? Like if I were to tell you that it would be easier for you to get $1 million than to $250,000, I would definitely be trying for the $1 million. So I mean, I'd be trying to break tackles and push people down. Like my stiff arm would be on point to try to get those extra yards.
Yeah, I'd be diving forward for every single yard that I could possibly telling my offensive line, you guys better run your asses down. If I'm getting tackled, I need you guys to push me forward because those yards are going to add up at that point. Ryan, anything else we want to add for D-Hop?
No, I mean, again, that's to me. I'd be telling all those tight ends, you'd be blocking your ass off to try to get me those extra 5 or 6 yards per catch, because, you know, for Hopkins, look, he's been that lifeblood of Tennessee. Like,
yeah.
When you lose A.J. Brown, right, when you I know a couple of years removed from him, but at the same point, when you lose A.J. Brown, you lose that deep threat. And DeAndre Hopkins provided that for him this year. And as much as a fantasy disappointment as he's been in some spots, like, he was a bright spot for that offense. And I feel like if he's going to be the building point going forward, then he's going to need to go out on a high note this week.
Yeah, I agree 100%. All right, Rod, before we continue going down this list here, let me tell everyone about Prize Picks. Look, Prize Picks is been a lot of fun for us on the PropCast here because we've made a lot of money, almost up to 25x our money on the Prize Picks entries that we've been giving out on the PropCast. And you know, this football season, you can also play along with the basketball season because NBA is well underway. We have college basketball that's going on, and it's pretty simple on Prize Picks. So all you got to do is you take two players and you just pick more or less on their projected stats and you place your entry. It's pretty much that simple. And like I mentioned, with the basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league that's created specifically for combo projection that includes two or more players from different sports or leagues. So for example, a combo projection of 10.5 combined three-pointers made and receptions for LeBron James and Travis Kelce, well, you can do that over on Prize Picks. And Prize Picks even offers a reboot policy so that your entry stays in play even if one of your players gets injured. So for football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. Like I mentioned, it's really simple to play on Prize Picks. You can make your picks and submit them in less than 60 seconds. They've also added Apple Pay for you Apple users for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. So all you got to do is go to prizepicks.com/SGPN and use promo code SGPN for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, that's prizepicks.com/SGPN and make sure you use that promo code SGPN. Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy. And we're also brought to you by the Hockey Gambling Podcast hoodie giveaway. Hockey Gambling Podcast just launched their new YouTube channel. They're giving away a Hockey Gambling Podcast hoodie to celebrate. So how do you enter? Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/HGP. Again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/HGP. All right, Rod, let's continue to get down this list here. And the next one on the list is going to be one of my guys here in Houston on the Texans. And I am going to go and preface this one by a big red flag here. So let's actually get into the actual incentives here for Mr. Dalton Schultz, tight end of the Houston Texans. So for Dalton Schultz this weekend against the Colts, he needs four catches to get $250,000. Additional, and then he needs six catches for $500,000. Now, Rod, anytime I see sports books tweeting out that X player needs to do this, and 99% of the money is on the over for this player go over his prop, it's a little concerning for me. And I, as much as I want my guy, Dalton Schultz, to tie into the Texans to, you know, get this extra money into his bank account, I'm not going to be putting all my money because every single person, or not every single person, but a lot of the conversation on the Twitterverse this week, because it is contract incentive week, has been talking about Dalton Schultz. Now, the books do have his projection right now at 4.5 receptions. So I think that is definitely the right number. It is at +105. So don't be surprised if he does end up with four catches to get that $250,000. But Rod, also from a game theory perspective here, that this game between the Texans and the Colts is essentially a playoff game, right? Because whoever wins this game is going to the playoffs. And like we mentioned at the top of the episode, that if the Jaguars lose to the Titans, the winner between the Texans and the Colts will win the AFC South division. Now, when we talk about this Texans team, yes, you want to do whatever you can to get your guys paid, but the first goal for this Texans team is going to be going out to win the football game. And the focus is obviously not going to be on Dalton Schultz to get those catches. Now, in case this game does turn into a blowout, either way, okay, then I could probably see them targeting Dalton Schultz to get him his money and be on the way here. But for me, it's at 4.5. I think it's the right number put by the books here, Rob. But what are your thoughts on Dalton Schultz for this contract incentive?
I think they knew exactly what his incentive was, and that's why they said it as such. Because honestly, if you look back at his last few games, I mean, 2 catches on 4 targets last week, 8 on 11 against the Browns, which is great, but 4 on 5 for against Tennessee, 1 on 2 against Jacksonville, 2 on 3 against Atlanta, or Arizona rather. It's not as if he's been an active part of this offense. He's been doing what he can yardage wise on his catches, right? 19, 61, 58, right? Those are some good yardage totals, but again, the catches have not necessarily been there. So if you're telling me 6 catches, I don't think he's going to get there. 4 catches, I feel like it's even a strain to get there given what he's done over the last few weeks, because this offense does not necessarily run through their tight end at all. Right. I mean, for the Texans with CJ Stroud, he's catching Tank Dell. He's catching like a lot of these other guys that are more of a factor in the offense than Dalton Schultz. It's been fun to talk about him from a fantasy aspect, from a prop aspect every once in a while. But as far as a sustainable part of the offense, Dalton Schultz has not necessarily been one of those guys that's been a quintessential part of this Texans offense. So for 4 catches for 250 yards, I think I would still take the under on 4.5 and bank that he'd get 3, maybe 4 catches in this game. And like you said, if it's competitive as it should be, he should not necessarily be a huge part of this game.
Yeah, I agree. So I think that I do think that he can get into that 4 catches. And I think, you know, we talked about that. I think they priced it right at the 4.5. So would I be surprised if he gets the 4 catches? Absolutely not. But I'm not going to be putting my money on it just because, again, we saw reports coming out from other sports book that, hey, 99% of the money is on the over for Dalton Schultz to get over this receptions number. So which kind of tells me that he's going to end up with right at 4 for this Texans team on Saturday night when they do visit the Indianapolis Colts. Moving on here, Rod, let's get over to the next player on this list. That is going to be Austin Ekeler. Ekeler and the San Diego Chargers. I'm going to call them that, the San Diego Chargers. They are going to be, God, I don't even know who the heck they're playing this week. Is it, I think it's the Chiefs, isn't it? For the,
yeah, they're playing the Chiefs.
Yeah. So Austin Ekeler and the LA Chargers, they are going to be playing the Kansas City Chiefs. And for Austin Ekeler, he needs 110 total yards, so scrimmage yards, for $100,000. I'm not sure if $100,000 excites Austin Ekeler as much as it may excite you and I, but would it be surprised if he does get to 110 total yards here? Not at all, because we've seen Austin Ekeler do it more times than not throughout his career. But I didn't see a number out yet for Austin Ekeler either, just because, again, like we mentioned at the top of the show, that we're still waiting for a lot of these players and their status for this particular weekend. So, I really didn't. Austin Ekeler didn't really excite me here, Rod.
And honestly, he hasn't done it. I mean, this season has been a large disappointment. Not Justin actually pointed out it's been a disappointment for fantasy managers altogether. But I got to assume that it's been disappointing for him, for the Chargers as a whole. And this number is almost completely out of the realm for me. I know it's a pointless game, and I know it's against the Chiefs. But I mean, look, he had 50 yards total last week. You know, he had 86 yards total against the Bills, like 38 yards total against the Raiders. It has not been a great season for Austin Ekeler. And for him, for 110 total yards, that would mean that the Chargers would have to, one, gain yards, and two, rely on Ekeler to do so. And they haven't done that more often than not. Listen, 1,617 rushing yards, 398 receiving yards out of Austin Ekeler. Those aren't numbers that you're used to seeing out of Austin Ekeler. So whatever it is that you see on Austin Ekeler, again, you're right. There are 0 rushing props and or combined props for Austin Ekeler on most books right now. So whatever the... To tell you the truth, if the rushing and receiving yards on Austin Ekeler are under, hell, what do you say, Munaf, 80? I would take the under on it, even?
Yeah. I think my guess would be around 85, 90 would be my guess for him. And then people would probably come in and take the over on him just because it's this... Yeah, because it is Austin. Yeah, number one, it's Austin Eckler. Number one or number two, that like we mentioned here, he needs 110 total yards. But I mean, I like you mentioned, and like Justin wrote as well, it's just been a very disappointing season for Austin Eckler and frankly the entire Los Angeles Chargers team. You know, starting with the head coach and Justin Herbert getting hurt as well. So in fact, yeah, you're right. I would probably look at an under for Austin Eckler in this game. Maybe his receptions to go over. Because they would have to feed him the football, but I would expect the Kansas City Chiefs defense to swarm him, and you know, I get not really prevent him from getting it, but I just think 110 for Austin Eckler at this juncture is probably a difficult task for him. You know, week 18 against the Chiefs. You have anything else for Eckler?
Yeah, and I was gonna say, and consider this: the Chiefs are pissed. I mean, my brother's a Chiefs fan, so I know firsthand as far as how pissed the Chiefs are, as far as how their season has gone. They've got to be out for absolute blood at this point because they're not having fun this season. And for them to come out against a division rival and somebody that they've had success in the past, they're going to want to just limit everything, especially on a non-contender team. I mean, this is not a game that they're going to want to see any single player succeed.
100%. All right, let's get over to the next player on this list. And that is going to be our running back here down here with the Houston Texans. That is going to be Devin Singletary. So Devin Singletary, going back to last week, he made the threshold of getting to 1,100 total yards. He needs, I believe, 84 more total yards to get to 1,200 yards for the season. And that's going to unlock a $250,000 bonus for him. And I'll double check the yardage for him because I did see this note last week for Devin Singletary as well. So we mentioned it, and there's a prop out already. The number is out for Devin Singletary. You can get it anywhere from 61.5 to up to 63.5 for Devin Singletary. This is one that I will be betting on and putting money on because the Texans in this game are going to have to, well, not are going to have to, but will be giving the football to Devin Singletary out of the backfield, right? And Devin Singletary has taken over as the primary ball carrier for this Texans team. If you just take a look at the snap count percentages, it's not even close. I think Devin Singletary is getting 60%+ of the snap counts for the Houston Texans. And not only that, you take a look at what the Colts defense has also been giving up to the running back position over the past several weeks here. And I'm pulling that up right now. So we go back to the game against the Colts in the Indianapolis, between the Steelers and the Colts. Back in week 15, 22 carries, 73 yards combined for Jalen Warren and Najee Harris. Let's go back a little further. Let's go back to the game between the week 12 matchup against the Buccaneers. So Rashad White in that game, 15 carries for 100 yards. The Tennessee Titans, Derrick Henry, 21 for 102. Tajay Spears, 16 for 75. Let's go to week 14. Joe Mixon, 21 for 79. Did mention the Steelers. Week 16 against the Falcons. Tyler Allgeier, 9 for 69. Bijan Robinson, 12 for 72. And then last week, Zamir White, 20 for 71. So for Devin Singletary, he's had a couple of great games thus far this season for this rushing attack of the Houston Texans. And you take a look at what he did last week against the Titans, 16 for 80, 26 of 121 against the Titans again 3 weeks ago, 13 for 65 against the New York Jets. So he's done it more times than not this season here, Rod. So this one I will be on as I give it out as an official play. Devin Singletary over, current number sitting at 63.5 rushing yards for Devin Singletary.
And really, honestly, for Devin Singletary, it's been him or not. Obviously, we know C.J. Stroud, like we talked about with Tank Dell and all the other fabulous receivers. But all of a sudden, Devin Singletary has been a factor for this Houston Texans team. And you laid out all of his stats, right? 80 yards last week, 121 a couple of weeks ago, 65. Like, I don't know if 165, I know Justin has 165 total yards on this one. That may be a little out of touch for him. I don't think he's going to get 165, but as far as his prop number is concerned, absolutely. 62.5 is what I'm seeing on DraftKings. I'm sure you can find a better number, but I most certainly think that he can get there because look, for the Texans, and then you're a Texans fan, you know, yeah, obviously you see the banners flying behind you. The running game is, has always been a strong identity of this team. And I know that, that they want to build a strong running game. And really, I know the defense is a huge factor considering who their head coach is. Mm-hmm. But I still think Devin Singletary needs to play a large factor in this because, you know, he has been all season long. So, yeah, I think his over on this 62.5 is definitely a strong number to take. And I don't know what you can get the ladder at, but maybe you're laddered up to 70 or 80 and you can get that as well. But yeah, I think over 62.5 rushing yards for Devin Singletary is good. As far as his incentive is concerned, I don't think he's going to get that 125, but I'm pretty sure he'll get the at least 63 yards he needs for this prop.
Yeah, so 70 plus for Devin Singletary is at plus 110. 80 plus is at plus 180. 90 plus is at plus 275. And then 100 plus is at 4-1 for Devin Singletary. I would probably just take it up to 80 plus yards at plus 180. If you want to sprinkle maybe half a unit or quarter unit on 90 plus at plus 275, I don't hate that either for Devin Singletary. Just curious to see what his rushing and receiving is at. 75 plus is at minus 155. I don't hate that. I know it seems like a big number at minus 155, but he has been involved in the passing game in a few games for the Texans. So I would put a little bit down on that as well. Rod, anything else for Devin Singletary before we get over to the defensive guys?
No, sir. Although I love it. One man's trash is another man's treasure, right? Buffalo, yeah, got rid of him. Houston's like, please give him to us.
Yeah, 100%. All right, guys, before we get over to the next next player on the contract incentive list, let me tell you guys about Game Time. Look, it's the last week of the NFL regular season. We have NBA going on, NHL, NASCAR's around the corner. We've got college basketball going on. We've got the college football national championship on Monday night. And maybe you want to get out to one of these events. Let Game Time take away the stress of having to buy tickets, because that's what they are here for. They're going to help you hunt down the best price in the ticketing market. And they are, like I mentioned, they'll take away that stress and let you get excited for the events that you want to attend by buying those tickets. And some of the great things that they have over on GameTime.co, they have killer deals on last minute tickets, and their best price is guaranteed. So like I mentioned, you can stop stressing over the tickets, start getting hyped for the fun you're going to have. Another thing, their app is just so easy to use because they have tickets for every type of event. It doesn't have to be just sporting events. There's a comedy show in your area. There's a music concert you want to get out to, maybe a theater show that you want to get out to. They have tickets for that as well. They always have flash deals going on. Last minute tickets are available as well. And it's easy to find and buy tickets for every type of event in your area. But the best part I love about the app is that you actually get an image of your seat view before you actually purchase those tickets. So there won't be any surprises when you actually do get to the venue. And there's nothing obstructing your view. And there's no surprises when you actually get there. Plus the Game Time guarantee. What's the Game Time guarantee? That means you'll always get the best price if you find tickets in the same section, a row for less. Game Time is going to credit you 110% of the difference. That's how confident they are in their prices. It takes a matter of seconds to buy tickets, two taps, and you're all set to go. And also, the tickets are sent directly to your phone. You don't have to dig through your email. You don't have to wait for them in the mailbox, stressing over the stressing that they're going to get lost in the mailbox. Nope, sent directly to your phone. So all I got to do is download the Game Time app, create an account, use promo code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And last but not least, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bet's revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability of the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bet's to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, Rod, let's keep it rolling here, my man. The next section we'll kind of get through to the players here. It's going to be the defensive guys that are looking to unload or unlock their incentives here. So this one's pretty simple. Chris Jones, defensive tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs. He just needs one sack to get $1.25 million. And Rod, I feel like every year when we talk about these contract incentives, I feel like Chris Jones' name is always pops up. But he needs one sack here against the LA Chargers against Easton Stick, I believe. You think he gets it done?
$750,000 to get to Easton Stick one time. If this were Justin Herbert, you'd be like, oh, man, maybe I don't know. But like $750,000 to get to Easton Stick, it seems like a frustrating stack. And for Chris Jones, look, he got a sack last week against Cincinnati, against Browning last week, or 2 weeks ago against O'Connell, right? But then he was held blank against New England and Las Vegas again. Two sacks against Jalen Hurts, rather. I mean, look, I don't know. It's so frustrating for a guy like Chris Jones who knows he can get to the quarterback. But at the same time, it's like sacks are not always a given. And for me, like when you're betting on props, like 750,000, like 0.75, you're like, oh yeah, he can get a sack easy. It's like, what's up? But for Chris Jones, like he may be pressing kind of hard for this sack. It just feels like to me, I don't know if I want to bet him to get this sack. I know that he's gotten at least a sack in his last few games, but I don't know. It just seems so crazy to think to me that we're getting a quarter or $750,000 on Easton Stick. I'm pulling up his numbers real quick. You see me vamping, which by the way, hello, Steffi. I know she's in our chat right now. She's talking about hello. But I don't know.
So I'll mention this here, Rod. So last season, I feel like we talked about Chris Jones. So I went back and looked at the game log for Chris Jones last season. So they faced the Raiders last year and the last game of the regular season. And so in that game, this was back on January the 7th. And in that game, Rod, he had 2.5 sacks, Chris Jones in that game. So if we want to go back a little further to the 2021-2022 season, last game against the Denver Broncos, I don't think he played in that game. But before that game against the Cincinnati Bengals, he had 2 sacks in that game. And if we go back one more season, just for giggles here, he played against the just went off in front of me here. Let me go back to that page. It was against here. Let's see. 2021. It was against the. Oh, where did we go here? All right. So, yeah, January 3rd against the Chargers, in fact, didn't record a sack. I pulled up his game log against the Chargers. I mean, it's nothing glamorous. If you're getting plus odds on him to get a sack in this game, I know I don't think it's released yet. If it's plus odds, I don't hate it, but I think Chris Jones is a guy that could definitely get it done though, Rod.
Easton Stick got sacked 5 times against the Bills, but only once against the Broncos last week. So I don't know. It's such a, to me, I love defensive props. I love trying to call tackles and assists and interceptions. But in this instance, like, I don't know. And honestly, I think you should take it maybe if it's a 750,000 for Chris Jones, because you know he's going to be pushing. You know they're going to be trying to clear the path for him to try to get to Easton Stick. So, yeah, you know what? Go ahead. Give me Chris Jones over. Even if it's a 0.5 sack for sure, 750,000, I'll take it as well. But, you know, some books give you 2 record a sack. Yeah, give me this one. I think I like this one as well.
All right, let's get over to the next guy, and this is going to be a guy on the Saturday schedule between the Ravens and the Steelers. Jadeveon Clowney, a lot of former Texans players on here as well, but he needs 1 sack to get $750,000, $750,000. They are going up against, obviously, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mason Rudolph in that game, where weather is going to be a factor in this game. I don't see a prop number out just yet for Jadeveon Clowney. But just kind of looking at his numbers this season, he does have 8.5 sacks on the season. He had, let's see here, he had a sack 2 weeks ago against Brock Purdy and the Niners. And then he had one against the Chargers back on November 26th. So over the last five games that he's played in, he's only recorded two sacks. He's played six career games against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He only has two sacks in this game. But I think the only thing that may help Clowney or may even prevent him from getting to the quarterback is going to be, like we talked about, the weather in this game, because it is going to be really cold. It might be, not might be, but it's going to be the raining or snowing in this game. There's going to be wind gust as well. So can Clowney get it done? Sure. But just depending on what the number and what the price comes out for Clowney to record a sack, Rod, I think I prefer Chris Jones over Jadeveon Clowney.
100%. Honestly, to me, this is no brainer. For Clowney, we've seen the best out of him, I think. I don't know that we've seen necessarily. And again, when you talk about sacks, he's only got 8.5 on the season. And that sounds like a lot, right? If you're talking about overall stats and stuff. But to me, you know, when you've had one sack in the last 4 weeks, that's not a lot for what used to be. And you know, because you watched him in his heyday with the Texans. He was a fine player there. But it's a shell of what you watched in Houston. So for me, I'm not touching this sack prop. I know he only needs one to get there. And look, good on him if he gets it. But it's a tough matchup for him to get there. I honestly don't think he's going to get to this incentive. Man, $750,000. I don't know, because I'm on this side of the microphone, but yeah, what it's like to watch $750,000 kind of sail out because you can't get to the quarterback once in a game.
Let's get over to the next guy here. Levante David, linebacker of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He needs one sack for $150,000. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be playing Bryce Young in the Carolina Panthers this week. Don't see a number out just yet for Levante David either. Trying to pull up what he's done as well this season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. One thing that we've talked a lot about, or at least I have on the pod, is how bad the secondary has been for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that front seven has been doing real well for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense this season and over the past several seasons as well. He has 4.5 sacks on the season. I want to see what he's done against the Panthers, at least this season, because they are division rivals here. So he hasn't recorded a sack against the Panthers in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. So I'm not sure if I can get to the window for this one either.
No. And even if I saw this prop, I would not take it at all. There's no way. I mean, 4.5 sacks over the course of an entire season, That's not what I'm touching. I mean, I know he's had 1.5 sacks over the last 3 games, but that's not sexy enough to take this at all. So I'm staying away from this.
All right. And then, Rod, we got a playoff incentive bonus for 2 quarterbacks. Quickly go through those. So Geno Smith, $2 million if the Seattle Seahawks get to the playoffs this season. We'll start with him, and then also I'll mention Jordan Love here. He has a $500,000 contract incentive for the Packers to get to the playoffs here. For Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks, they will be visiting the Arizona Cardinals in this game. And I'm trying to pull up the playoff scenarios here for the Seattle Seahawks. I think it's pretty simple for them, and obviously number one, they have to win this game against the Arizona Cardinals, and they're going to need some help. I'm trying to pull up that number here, but as far as from a player prop perspective, how will we attack them? Will we just bet on the Seahawks money line to win the game? Do you look at Geno Smith passing yard props? What do you think?
Well, for Geno Smith, it's a frustrating thing in and of itself. I mean, all season long, you've been hoping for him to go bonkers like he did. And in fact, I think you got to go back to our preseason predictions and see where we put him as far as his over on passing yards and all of those essential props. But to be honest with you, I mean, you know that Pete Carroll just wants to win this game, and whether that's handing the ball off to Charbonnet or any of these guys that have gotten his way to there. I don't know that we're looking at too many Geno Smith props, But God, I got to tell you, as far as him making the playoffs, $2 million is a lot. Especially, you know, the only way that, they really hold the key is to win this game. And I know that for Geno, that is going to fall on him, right? Again, they put all their chips in on him without Russell Wilson. And he delivered for the most part for the last couple of seasons. So I suppose it really is up to him, because the running game is not been that much of a factor. So whatever rush or a passing props you can find on Geno Smith, I feel like you almost want to take the over on a lot of these, depending on how low they're set, because I feel like it is on him to end up winning this game essentially and getting them into the playoffs, because, you know, obviously we know that the Niners have it on lock. So it's on them to be able to win this and kind of keep the Rams at bay. But yeah, I mean, whatever the props are, I haven't seen any on Geno Smith, but if they're set low enough, I may take the over on some of these passing props.
Yeah, I agree 100%. All right, Rod. And the last one, Jordan Love. He has a $500,000 contract incentive bonus for them to make the playoffs to Green Bay Packers. They are facing the Chicago Bears this weekend. Obviously, J. Mark would love nothing more than to play spoiler against a team that has quote-unquote owned them over the past several years. But any way to attack Jordan Love, I think Jordan Love obviously has been playing real well. I think you probably maybe look at his passing yards to go over in this scenario, or maybe like his completions or his attempts to go over.
I would say attempts, because you know that Jordan Love, look, A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones, the rushing game has been, they want it to be a threat, right? But we know that Jordan Love has been the focal point of this Green Bay offense. As much as the receivers have not necessarily been all that present in this passing attack, I still feel like that needs to be what happens if Green Bay wants to try to do anything. Do I think they make the playoffs? No, but I think they're going to try. And to be a part of that, I think screen passes and you know, some shallow crosses and whatever. Jordan Love has actually made a case for one of the better quarterbacks. I've seen the tweets. I see you out there, those of you Jordan Love lovers that want to proclaim him as one of the better quarterbacks in the league right now. I see you. Do I agree 100%? Not necessarily, but I do think that he's actually somebody that you can build on. And I think that if you want to look at some of his props coming forward, depending on what they start putting the numbers at, this is the problem we're at, right, Munaf, is that we don't get a lot of numbers that we absolutely love here in week 18. But, you know, keep a close eye on some of these Green Bay numbers and see where you're at. And if they're in the 250s, I would say for him, as far as passing numbers are concerned, you know what? I'm seeing passing yards for Jordan Love at 253.5. I feel like that's a good number for that. I would take the over on that.
All right. So that is the last of it on the article here written by J. Mark. Again, it's all there on the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Should be on the front page here, just labeled contract incentives for week 18. All right, Rod. So let's get into any of our player props, if we do have any to give out for this week 18 schedule. Anything that jumped out to you that you wanted to give out?
I love that I'm seeing, I don't know, Jonathan Taylor as a first touchdown scorer. I like 4-1 for him as the Colts. Jonathan Taylor's been one of those guys that you know, what, ever since he's come back, he's been on fire. Unfortunately for my fantasy team, it didn't help me much at all because he came back a little too late. But I know that the Colts need to get him going early on. And like you said, with the Texans, you know, it's all about trying to spoil the draft position on this as well. And for the Colts, they still have some pride to go for. And Jonathan Taylor loves that. His first TD is at plus 400. His anytime is at minus 205, which goes to tell you that the books think he's going to score a touchdown. So why not give him the first one at 4-1?
Yeah, I could definitely see a world where he gets the end zone. Unfortunately for you, he's not, because he's going to be going up against my Texans this weekend, and we're going to do everything to prevent him from getting into the end zone here. But Yeah, a couple of guys looking at as far as touchdown scores. We are, or the books are at least expecting this Texans and the Colts game to be a little bit of a higher scoring game. The over is actually 7-1 in Colts home games this season. They've actually been barn burners when it comes to Colts home games. So as far as the Texans side, I think that there are some sneaky looks here. They are going to be without Noah Brown, so maybe a guy like Xavier Hutchinson at +285. I really do like Brevin Jordan as well at +390. He's been a big target in the red zone for the Houston Texans. I know Dalton Schultz, we've talked a lot about him at volumes on this podcast about his contract incentives for this season. But I think that, you know, Brevin Jordan might be a good target here for the CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans. And again, with just so much uncertainty, like we don't know what's going to go on. I think that if you want to look at someone in the Cowboys game in the first half, because I feel like they're going to pour it on in that first half. And if you have a book that offers like first half touchdown score or first quarter touchdown score, or even, you know, we talk about first touchdown score, I think CeeDee Lamb is always at that top of that list at +425. Brandon Cooks, anytime touchdown, +195. I think that's worth a look as well. And then at least for the Seahawks game, I do see DK Metcalf at +125. And I love, love, love Devontae Adams +150 this week. I think the Raiders are my favorite bet of this week, the -3 on them. But I think that'll be really led by Devontae Adams this week. So those are the couple of the ones I was looking at. Anything else you like as far as touchdown scores here, Rod?
You know, I was thinking about Zach Charbonnet. I was talking a lot about him. I know he hasn't been in the end zone for a while, but you know, Pete Carroll loves to run him some football, even though, I mean, maybe it's at the 1 yard line, but he's only had one touchdown. I the number for him right now for anytime is at +170, but against the Cardinals, I feel like that could be a spot where he maybe gets a second touchdown this season. I do like that. Cause like you said, you were talking about DK Metcalf +125 for a touchdown. I feel like that could be good. Or even JSN, right? Jackson Smith, Enigma, +180 as well. I like that too. So,
all right, let's get to our Prize Picks entry to wrap up the episode here. Rod, again, make sure to go to prizepicks.com, use that promo code SGPN. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to $100. So Rod, for the, again, we'll probably have a very limited menu here, so maybe we pick like one each here, but I think for the Sunday games, the one thing that really sticks out to me was Justin Fields on his rushing yards for this week. They are number one, a team. I think like last, I feel like this Browns team, or there's this Bears team is kind of resembling what the Lions were doing last season and ending the season on a high note and carrying that momentum into the offseason training camp. And then obviously into the season next year, obviously we know that is Justin Fields going to be part of the future for the Chicago Bears at that quarterback position, where they do have possibly the number one pick, or do have the number one pick this upcoming draft. But all in all, I do like Justin Fields to find or get over his rushing yards number. That number is at 55.5 here, Rod. So I'm going to go with the more on that. Anything you like as far as our Prize Picks entry?
So I'm looking at Geno Smith right now. We talked about him a little bit. His number is 261.5. We talked about how he may need to end up throwing the ball quite a bit to get them into the playoffs. So I feel like maybe more than 261.5 could be a very comfortable number for us to go ahead and take over there on Prize Picks as well, given that, you know, this is it. They need to get into the playoffs. And so if they can't rely on the rushing game, then they're going to have to start throwing the ball, or maybe even they start throwing the ball quite a bit early to get up and then start handing the ball off. But at the very same, we could see a very decent total out of Geno Smith. He's been more than this number in two out of the last three games. He had 290 against Pittsburgh. He had 334 against Dallas. 227 against Tennessee. So this is a very reachable number for Geno Smith. So give me more than 261.5.
There we go. So we'll stick with those two. Let's do like a two-pick entry here. We don't want to, you know, push the envelope here too much. So we'll go with Justin Fields more than 55.5 rushing yards, and then Geno Smith against the Arizona Cardinals more than 261.5 passing yards. That two-pick entry will get you a return of $60. And if you want to press it a little bit, that $100 entry will get you $300. So again, go to prizepicks.com. Make sure you use that promo code SGP and you'll get a first deposit bonus of up to $100. That is going to wrap it up here for the PropCast for the final week of the regular season. Again, keep in mind, I think it's very imperative that you guys and everybody, including myself, look at who's going to be playing in these games. We've already seen some names that are going to be sitting out and not playing in this game. But also keep in mind that some coaches may play their guys in the first half and not play them in the second half. That could obviously affect those numbers for, player projections and numbers. So keep that in mind as well. Next week, we'll be here. We'll be talking about the playoffs. But Rod, anything else we want to mention, my friend, before we get out of here?
Yeah, just to echo you, man, I'm telling you, it's you never know. With week 18, it's why you don't play fantasy in week 18. That's why you take it light on your bets in week 18, because you could go all in on somebody going more than or over than the projections. And then sure enough, doesn't happen. So just have fun this week. This is the week to have fun and to be enjoying the fact that you can put money on these games.
Yeah, 100%. So again, be smart. Save some of your bullets, I guess, for next week when the playoffs kick off as well. But hopefully we did find some winners here for some of these contract incentive bonuses for the final week of the regular season. You can find Rod over on the X. That's at RJ Villa Gomez. Again, find all of his work over on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And also you can just go to the link in his bio as well for everything that he does all across the map in the sports betting world and the sports media space. You can follow me on X at SportsNerd824. More importantly, make sure you subscribe to the NFL Gambling Podcast YouTube channel and hit that like button for us on the stream. If you do watch this on the YouTube stream, definitely does help us out for sure. That'll do it, man. We'll be back next week. Like I mentioned, till then, enjoy the games from the final week of the regular season. Good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off and let it ride.